你啊，你比你啊，你沙漠西部啊，你
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you this afternoon for giving us this grace that we can believe. Lord, it's not given to just anybody to believe, Lord. So we thank you for giving us the faith to believe in you. Lord, as we believe, and your word said that whosoever will receive a prophet in the name of a prophet shall have the reward of a prophet. Lord, I am praying once more that if there be anyone here that is believing and trusting your word, Lord Jesus, believing that it is you, Father, and he is or she is having any need on his or her heart, Lord, till now, I pray, Father, no matter what the need is, Lord, may you give it to him right now in Jesus' name. Father, we are here once again. We don't want to carry just the former testimony, Lord. But we want something new again, Lord. Because every time we come in your presence, Lord, something must happen. So, Father, we pray that you take us from glory to glory. You take us from victory to victory, Lord. So that at the end, O Lord, we may have a call to glorify your name. Grant it, Father, Lord. We don't know what the enemy has planned for this old meeting, but you know it all. And we pray, O Lord, that the pillar of fire may be in our midst, Father. So, Lord, O God, every plan of the enemy may be destroyed completely. And what you have prepared for us may be given to us, Lord, as we are waiting on you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's quickly take our Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 from verse 14 to 19. Romans 8, verse 14 to 19. Good.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God.
You may please be seated.
We'll add Ecclesiastes 10, verse 5 to 7. Just 10 from verse 5 to 7, the Bible said, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth.
I will just add one scripture again. Revelation 5, verse 1 to 5. Revelation chapter 5 from verse 1 to 5.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much. Why should he be weeping? Jesus already died for him now. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." Praise God.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. Amen. So, we are back again
by the grace of God this afternoon.
And I hope we are still under expectation. Amen. Because we can never receive so much from the Lord. Amen. No matter what we have already received, we still need more of him. Amen. Well, that is my expectation. I need more from him. Hallelujah. And I hope you also want more from him. That is why you are still here. Amen. Because I thought, well, maybe some will not come back again because of what might happen this morning. They will not want to come again. But seeing you here again, I thank God. It means you love the Lord. Amen. This afternoon, I would like to speak on this is the time for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. Most often, it's something we always say, we used to say it, and we put it in another age coming. We put it in the future. Amen. But this afternoon, we would like to see that this is the time for the manifestation of the sons of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hope you are not tired. Amen. Because weak amens will not do it. Weak amens will not do the job. We need real amens. Amen. Strong, strong, powerful amens. Hallelujah. Oh, the prophet said he has a dog. And that dog can catch any animal. But there is one. He doesn't really like to approach that animal. Amen. It's the skunk. But when the prophet will be patting the dog, saying, seek him, boy. Then that dog will run after that skunk and catch it. Hallelujah. And the devil is a beast. A beast that stinks. You don't know. The devil is a wild beast. Amen. That is why if you are afraid of the devil, he knows. And he will continue. Who on you? But the prophet said, if he said who and you say who. Hallelujah. So when the word is going forth and you are saying amen, then you are saying, seek him boy, praise God. And before the end, we will bury the devil today. So this is a burial service. But you should be rejoicing in this kind of burial service because we want to bury the devil. Hallelujah. We will bury him. Praise God. So your amens will do the job. As you say amen, then you are giving more power, giving more anointing to the preacher. Praise God. Because you have anointing. There is anointing in your body. Hallelujah. So when you send those amens, then you are charging me. Praise the living God. Amen. And I need it from you. I need fire from you, brother. Hallelujah. I need fire from all of you. Because we have little fires. When we gather, it becomes a burning bush. And the devil cannot stand it. Hallelujah. We are in the army, you know. We are not on the picnic ground. No, sir. This is army. This is battlefield. Praise God. And when the word is going like this, it is battle. It's war. Things are happening. This word that we are preaching is the king's sword. It's the sword of the king. Amen. And as we are manipulating it this way, praise the living God, we are cutting things down. May God open your eyes. You will see some demons. They will have no head again. Because their head is cut off. Hallelujah. God is a king. And we are princes. Praise the living God. And as a king, God has created a domain for himself. Where he was ruling. Hallelujah. That domain is heaven. Amen. And after creating that, he has created another domain. Praise God. But this domain now is not for him. This earth is not for God. It's for you. God has created earth as the domain of his son. And has placed his son there, say, rule over it. Be the king. Have full dominion over the earth. And that day, what Adam says is what happened. Adam could command everything in nature and they will respect. They will obey. Praise God. Even the animals we know today that we are fearing, we are running from them today. That day, Adam could speak and they will obey. Even the rivers, Adam will say, no, this way you are flowing, I don't like it. So flow the other way. And the river will obey. And when God has created everything, God is the one who gave names to things that he has created. But when God created this earth and created animals, say, well, you give them names. It means Adam has become the associate of God. Praise God. He has become an amateur God. Amen. And when Adam will say, well, this will be called lion. As I see his nature, the way he's behaving, I will call him lion. Because name is not nature. Hallelujah. So I will call him lion and God will say amen. I will call this horse. God will say amen. Praise the living God. So God was echoing the voice of Adam out from heaven. Because Adam was never a baby. Adam was a son when he was created. So he has full dominion. Praise God. But when they were in that glory of their God, somebody was watching them. And the person was not happy. And he was jealous. That person is the devil. Hallelujah. The devil is jealous of you, you don't know. He is envious of you. Because he knows something. He has seen something that God has prepared for you. And it is a thing that he will never have. That is why he is jealous of you. That is why he is doing everything possible to hinder you from having that thing. But let me announce to you that no matter what he will do, if you have been predestinated for that thing, there is nothing that he can do. There is no demon he can send to anoint you, to bind you, to do whatever to you that will destroy that plan of God. Because the plan of God can never fail. Hallelujah. There is no much demons in hell that can prevail what God has predestinated you for. Oh, hallelujah. I thought you would believe that. Amen. You don't believe? If you believe, you will say amen. Hallelujah. Yes, if you hear your name or your language, it does something on your body. Normally. Yes. Most of you are Yorubas or I don't know, Igbos or I don't know. So if somebody will come here now and speak Ewe, that will influence me more than you. Something will happen in my body. Praise God. Because it's my language. I hear my name. So if we are speaking the heavenly language and you hear your name, you have to respond. Amen. You have to respond. In our place, when they call you, in the traditional era, you say, Akoi. Akoi. It means you heard your name. You cannot respond and hide. Amen. So the devil was jealous. And he was thinking, what can I do to overthrow this government? How can I do to do a coup? I want to overthrow this government. I want to take that seat. Praise God. I want everything to be obeying me. I want to have dominion over earth. Because I tried it in heaven. I couldn't do it. So I want to have dominion here. But when he looked at Adam, there is nothing in Adam that he can use. There is nothing in him that he can use. Because he is perfect. He doesn't have weakness. Praise the living God. But one day, as he was looking at him, I can see this is another Adam. But this Adam is a little bit different. She's the weaker vessel. I can use her. That is why God will never change his mind on his word, saying, I don't permit women to take the sword of the word and to manipulate it. God will never change his mind concerning that one. And their Bible said that a bishop should be husband. But they have women bishops. So I wonder, how can a woman be a husband? He went through the woman and sowed his seed. That is where the trouble started. So God's Adam, God's Eden that he has given to Adam has now fallen into the hands of the devil. So it becomes now Satan's Eden. That's where the trouble began. Hallelujah. But every land that you buy, you must have a title deed that proves that the land is yours. But when you steal the land, you can build anything you want. You can build a story building on that land. But the day that the rightful owner will come with the title deed, praise God, that house of yours that you have built will be destroyed. Hallelujah. So the devil become owner without ownership paper to prove that the land is for him. And that is the hidden revelation he didn't know. That is the detail hidden somewhere that he couldn't know. And God just permitted him to think that he is the leader. He is the ogre. Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful God we have. You know, Satan is just an instrument in the hands of our God. Hallelujah. And he pushes him where he wants. And he himself will be thinking that, yes, I got them. Hallelujah. If someone may look like a son of God and remain in the hands of the devil till the end, it means that before the beginning, he had never been a son of God. But if he has been a son of God before the foundation of the world, no matter how the devil has bound him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. So he became an owner without the title deed. So that title deed fall from the hands of Adam. And that was the very power that Adam had. That was the authority he had.
And everything that is the right of Adam in that garden was hidden in that title deed. And it went back to the rightful owner, which is God. And he has sealed it with 7 seals. Praise the living God. Waiting for the right time to come. Because of that sin, blood was requested. Praise the living God. Because of that sin. And times were coming. Ages were passing. Hallelujah. And God has placed cherubims with their sword to keep the tree of life. No man should come back till the day that blood that I am requesting for is found. But no man has been found among us. No one. Listen, it's not the blood of Brother William Marion Branham that has saved us. His blood is the blood of a man, a drunkard. That's the truth. But Abraham's father was a drunkard. So he is born in that family. So his DNA is that blood. Hallelujah. So his blood can never save us. We needed the blood. Holy one. Without sin. Praise God. To take away our sin. Hallelujah. So the cherubims were keeping the tree of life for so long. But one day. Oh, hallelujah. One day. The same method that the devil used to have us to overthrow Adam and to have God's Eden, which is now called Satan's Eden, God also came in Satan's Eden, hallelujah, and has found a woman. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. When Satan came, he found a woman that was betrothed to a man, and that man has not yet touched the woman. Hallelujah. So when God also came, he found a woman that was betrothed to a man, and the man has not yet touched him. He was waiting for everybody to know, for their wedding to be proclaimed before everybody. And then God came. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost overshadowed the woman and sowed a seed there. The first seed that was sowed was the seed of discrepancy. Hallelujah. But this seed that is sowed this time around is the spoken word seed, which is the original seed. Hallelujah. The original power that Adam had has been sowed in Mary. Praise the living God. To redeem us back into our rightful position. Because when sin came in, Adam lost his position in Godship. Because Adam once had a position, a place in Godship. He was God, amateur one. Hallelujah. So he lost his position there because of sin. So God has come, sowed a seed, which is the original seed, the spoken word seed, which became a man. Praise the living God. We all came and we bypassed our theophanies, but he came directly from his theophany. And that theophany is the Logos. That theophany is called the Word of God. Hallelujah. And he came, died for us, shed the blood. But what we needed is not just a ransom to be paid, but we needed a complete redemption. Hallelujah. And you know, today, many people are shouting blood of Jesus without having the blood of Jesus. And the denominations, they have redemption with one wing. And you cannot fly with only one wing. You need the two of them to fly. Redemption is coming out from and getting in. Hallelujah. So redemption has got two parts of it. So by paying the price on Calvary's mountain is a part of it. That is why you can see that John is weeping here. I'm not preaching heresy, I mean. I'm not preaching heresy, right? Good. Hallelujah. Because you know many people, they don't understand. Amen. But we need a revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Don't be sleeping with open eyes. You open your eyes like this, but you are sleeping. Be with me. Hallelujah. John was weeping heavily. But John, why? Jesus died for you now. Why are you sleeping? Why are you weeping again? What is the problem? John has understood that that little book that is there is the title deed. It's the book of redemption. That is the evidence of my redemption. So we have to see that evidence. We have to see what is written there. Hallelujah. You know, it's just like a man. Before dying, will write his will. Hallelujah. And that will, you people call it will. But in French, we call it testament. Praise God. Hallelujah. We call it testament. Amen. And so far, me calling it testament for you. For you to understand the idea. Praise the living God. So God has written his testament. Two testaments, praise God. And has put names inside. Saying, this, my son, this is his portion. This one, this is his portion. Hallelujah. I have paid this land for them. I paid for it with my blood. Hallelujah. So, the testament was kept with the judge of the whole earth. Waiting for the right time. Hallelujah. And you know that after the departure of the Father, no man has got the right to change anything in that will. Your uncle does not have right to change what the Father has wrote in that will concerning you. Hallelujah. And the man who is supposed to bring it is the lawyer. Oh, hallelujah. I feel religious. Amen. So when nobody, they said nobody was found, say, ow, I'm finished. Something is happening to us. Why? He was weeping heavily. That is the only proof, the only evidence for his redemption. Amen. But we thank God that somebody has prevailed. He has prevailed against the gate that our forefathers couldn't prevail against. He has prevailed against the gates which Adam couldn't conquer. The gates that Elisha couldn't conquer. No matter the anointing they had, they couldn't conquer. Praise God. He has prevailed against that gate that Job couldn't conquer. And he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Job needed a Redeemer. Hallelujah. To conquer the gates of hell. To conquer the gates of death for him. The Lamb of God, which is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. The spirit of Lion, the anointing of Lion, is the anointing of judgment. Hallelujah. So he needs to enter now into the anointing of a judge to do this work now. It's no more the anointing of a lamb. He has already paid the price and conquered the gates. Now he must come out as a lion and roar like a lion for the seven thunders to utter their voices. Oh, praise the living God. And to show to the devil that I have possessed it for them. I have possessed it for them. Hallelujah. They are my bride. I pay their price. Hallelujah. I died for them. So leave them. Oh, hallelujah. What happened on the Mount of Calvary and Mount Sunset is a complete redemption. That is what makes the complete redemption. Oh, praise the living God. And even look at the name, Sunset. Hallelujah. If the sun has risen, it must set. Amen. And it happens in a place which is at the west. Hallelujah. And the west is where the sun should go down. So the sun rises from east, and Israel is in the east. Calvary is in the east. Hallelujah. Jerusalem is in the east. Those, the Son of God right there. Praise the living God. Jesus is the Son of God, and he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Because sun brings light, and he said, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. So he right in Israel there. It started there, but it traveled throughout places. Hallelujah. And it reached west. Now on Sunset Mountain again. Hallelujah. Something happened there. That book that was once sealed, and we couldn't know who is the right bride and who is not the right bride. Hallelujah. We all worship God. We all have Bible. But this time around, we have to prove which one is the bride and which one is not the bride. Hallelujah. So I will call the names. So if you hear your name, then it means you are the bride. Hallelujah. That is why the right bride is not waiting for judgment day. Hallelujah. Our judgment, we do it here. With the sword of the king in the camp. With the cry of the king in the camp. Hallelujah. When we hear our names, and the Lord tells us, this is not what I have called you to be. This is what I have called you to be. So be like this for me. You are my son. You are my daughter. I have called you for authority. I have called you to have full dominion. So this is not what you are supposed to be doing. Then we set it right. Hallelujah. So judgment is no more waiting for us. But we are called to judge the earth. Judge angels. Hallelujah. Judge the denominations. Praise God. That is why they were there before we came. Hallelujah. But today we can condemn them, because we are the word made flesh for this day. Hallelujah. And the prophet said that the word will forever and ever correct the mistake. Jesus, small boy, correcting scribes, correcting Pharisees. And when Mary came saying, your father and I. Mary, are you not the one who said that it is the Holy Ghost that impregnated you? Why are you calling Joseph his father? Don't you know that I must be in the work of my father? Correction. Because he is the word made flesh. Praise the living God. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, glory to God. Yes, sir. So what we missed in the beginning is coming back in the end. Because this end time is also called the evening time. And the evening time is a natural season for restoration. Hallelujah. In the morning, everything moves out from its place. People move out from their houses. They go to their workplaces. Hallelujah. Even you see birds, they move out from their nest, going, parading themselves. Hallelujah. Flying in the air. Animals will leave their places. But in the evening time, everything comes back. Hallelujah. And restoration is coming back to the original position. Hallelujah. So this is the day for restoration. This is the day for the restoration of God's sons and daughters back into their position where they were before the foundation of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the hour, my brethren. Because what we were waiting for that manifestation to happen, has already happened. Amen. May God help us. You know something? When those seals were revealed, we took all the time to go with it intellectually, theologically. So it is revealed like this, revealed like that, revealed like this, revealed like that, without knowing that those mystery truths, hidden ones, are revealed for us, so that we may know what we are supposed to be. God help us. Hallelujah. Those things were hidden, but now revealed. Praise the living God. But he had to share his blood first. And now look at this. Those same cherubims that were hindering us to come near the tree of life, to come in the presence of the Lord and eat, hallelujah, the bread of proposition, they are the same cherubims now that are pushing us to enter. Oh, hallelujah. We who were enemies before, now we have become children of the house. Oh, praise the living God. And the same cherubims are calling us, enter, get into the presence of God, get in the spirit, go behind that veil, because there is no more veil. The veil has been rented for you. And this afternoon, one of the cherubims is here, hallelujah, calling you, pushing you to enter. Don't refuse, just enter. Hallelujah, just enter. Something will happen to you, hallelujah, and your neighbors will notice that something has happened, something has changed. Hallelujah, your friends will notice that something has changed, your family will notice that something has changed on you, because you can never go there and come out the same. A dry rod of Aaron. People who were not present the day that they cut that wood may not even recognize which type of tree it is. But when it enters the presence of God, something happened. Hallelujah. Something happened. He manifested the characteristic that was in him. Let's just enter in the presence of the Lord, and you will see. Hallelujah. You will see. You will manifest what you have been called to manifest on this earth. Praise God. This is the time, brethren. Let us not miss it. Amen. Let me drop one quote from the prophet. Hope you love the prophet. Amen. From Adoption, part 3. Paragraph 216. Adoption, part 3, paragraph 216. Now listen, I ask any historian. Now this is on tapes. This goes to all the world. I ask any historian to come to me and bring me any text of scripture. Not scripture, any text of scripture or any history. Any verse of history that ever showed that any Protestant, that anybody ever baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, until the Catholic Church ordained it in the Nicaean Council. Now, that's on tapes. It goes across the world. 37 different languages they are translated in. I'll pay your way across the ocean, that's right. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is a false, bogus Catholic dogma, and not the Christian baptism. Right. Luther brought it from the Catholic Church with catechism. Wesley adopted it and come on. But this is the day. This is the day. Hallelujah. You can read by yourself. This is the day. Hallelujah. Of the manifestation of the sons of God. When the mysteries that been hid since the foundation of the world is to be made known. This is the hour. Sure. Sure. So when we see a man, a sinner, saved by grace, saying, let there be. Let there be. And there had been. What is that? That is the class of God. That is an amateur God. Let there be is the class of God. God is the one who said, let there be light. And there was light. Even when Jesus came on the earth, being the Son of God, the Word of God in flesh, he didn't let there be. He didn't do that one. He didn't say, let there be. He took water and turned into vine. But this time around, it is, let there be. Praise God. One day, they were having communion service. This one is not on tapes, but an eyewitness testified. They were having communion in the times of the prophets, and the wine finished. And they said, well, the wine is finished. Say, okay, let us pray. There was no wine in the glass. Say, let us pray. And as he was praying, wine was coming out from the bottom of the glasses. Hey, this one, Jesus, when he was in Israel, he said, pour water. But this one, we don't even have water. Just prayer and wine came. Hallelujah. That is the Son of God in his manifestation. Hallelujah. That is the restoration of the authority of a Son of God. And those things were not done for us to be shouting, Brabram said, Brabram did, Brabram did, Brabram did, and not doing ourselves. Because today, we have to write another book of Acts. Why had William Branham been sent to us? What? For two major purposes. Two major ones. The first one is to turn the hearts of the children, which we are, back to what? Who are the fathers? So those fathers, they had something called the Spirit of God. And the prophet said, we shouldn't be saying the Acts of the Apostles, but it's normally the Acts of the Holy Ghost in the Apostles. And if that thing produced a book of Acts that we have today, then if the same thing has been restored back to us, if our hearts have been turned back to them, then we have to have another book of Acts. Otherwise, we are a false vine. And we will be cut off. Jesus is the one, the vine, and we are the branches. And every branch that does not bring forth fruits, you, oh, I'm sorry, you are tired and sleeping. Oh. And if the first branch that came out of him produced the book of Acts, the second one produced book of Acts, third one book of Acts, fourth one book of Acts, fifth one book of Acts, it should be book of Acts, 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 Acts. Hallelujah. And action, another word for action, synonym of action is manifestation. Yeah. Synonym of action is manifestation. Hallelujah. That is why God has revealed us in this end time. Praise God. People are fighting concerning this revelation of seven seals. It is not revealed. It is revealed because they don't know that those seven seals are actually revealing them. And the revelation must come first before the manifestation. No revelation, no manifestation. Hallelujah. That is why the revelation came first and said, go back to Jeffersonville and preach those seven seals. Hallelujah. It is the revelation of you. Praise God. Because before the foundation of the world, God has seen us in the condition that we are called to be. The condition of our perfection. Hallelujah. In a body a sinless body, praise the living God. And he has taken a picture of us and has put it on his WhatsApp. Hallelujah. He has uploaded it on his WhatsApp, praise the living God, waiting for the day of the downloading, where that picture will be downloaded. Oh, hallelujah. This is the day of the downloading of those pictures. Praise the living God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He has taken picture of us. Family picture. He being our father. Praise the living God. And we be his children. Looking like him. Amen. We all look like him. And this is the family album. Praise the living God. So when we came on the earth, we didn't know who we were. So we were worshiping anything. Hallelujah. We could go to denomination and receive adulterous baptism in the names of Son, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Adulterous baptism. Hallelujah. We could believe those kind of things. We can believe in Momijiwos. We can believe in Jezebels calling themselves prophetess. Hallelujah. We could believe anything. Fornicators. Committing adultery. Murderers. Hallelujah. Thieves. All kinds of sins. But one day. Hallelujah. Somebody has called and said, come, let me show you your true identity. You are not a slave. You are a son. Hallelujah. Your father is the king. So you are not supposed to be walking, to be trekking. Hallelujah. You have horses. Praise the living God. You have to mount on horses. Oh, hallelujah. What is a beast? It's power. Hallelujah. So you have to work in the power of your father. Hallelujah. You don't have to be trekking, walking. That one is a mistake. It's an error. A strange man is ruling over you. And that mistake is proceeding from him. But today, let me show you who you are. Oh, hallelujah. And the family album has been opened before us. That is the opening of the seals. Hallelujah. And the Spirit himself, praise God, is telling, testifying to our spirit. When those seals are being opened, the Spirit was testifying to our spirit. This is the truth. Hallelujah. This Malachi 14 is the truth. Praise God. This revelation of 7 seals is the truth. Praise God. This baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. Hallelujah. This Jesus is God is the truth. Praise God. That is your identity. You will fall in sin, but don't worry. When he said you will fall in sin, we were sad, because in our making, in our true nature, there is no sin. Hallelujah. So we were sad, and immediately said, look, I will come like a lamb. They will kill me. I will share my blood and redeem you back. And we shouted for joy. Hallelujah. Job, tell me, where were you? Where the sons and daughters of God cried for joy? What have they seen? And they were crying. Why are they shouting? Because, oh hallelujah, because God, a spirit, became flesh. Hallelujah. Became a kinsman redeemer for them. Praise the living God. To take them back in their position. You were part of him in his thoughts. And the word is a thought expressed. So you are part of the word.
and you are the Word, and you were perfect. Hallelujah. So you are here. Praise the living God. The supernatural name, hidden name, mystery name that you have is written here in this book and has been revealed in this day. So when you recognize that thing and you recognize your position, then you shall stand up and go manifest it.
Oh, glory to God. What are we doing? We are called to be sons and daughters of God. And the prophet said, I will just read it like this. I will not read the whole quote. Amen, amen. Amen. Reading from Adoption Part 4, paragraph 76. And now this may choke you to death. But did you know that men that are sons of God are amateur gods?
Do you know that? That ye are gods? Hallelujah.
That is why you shouldn't be committing sin. Amen. Because it's not part of you. That is not your nature. That is not what God has created you for. Hallelujah. But he has created you to be amateur God. Our authority has been restored back to us because somebody paid the price for us, and the evidence has been brought to us. See, this is it. You are also part of it. You are the son of the king. So stop living as a slave and live like a son. Live like a prince. Live like a princess. This is the time for our manifestation. Hallelujah. What you say is the word of the Father. What you say, whatsoever that you will, say it, and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Because now you are an heir with God, joint heir. Praise God. And he said to this Laodicea, them that will believe, because of the way this age is corrupted, if you will overcome, praise the living God, I will give you to sit with me. To sit with me in the throne. And that throne is the domain. Hallelujah. So the domain that we lost in the beginning is restored back in the end. And if we are really seated in that throne, we should manifest as sons of God. That is our inheritance, to be sons and daughters of God. Amen.
Sisters, you have got the power to give life to the dead.
You don't believe. Till the day you believe, you cannot manifest. But when you believe, you will manifest.
You are waiting for some day coming. But your prophet is saying, this is the day. This is the hour. And even at a sure. Why are we not seeing these things?
Because we are not ready for it. We don't want it.
We are throwing it in the future, in the age to come. But there is no age coming. So if something must happen in an age, then this is the time. Hallelujah. So now let me say it again. Sisters, you have the power to give back life to the dead. Your amen is weak. You don't get it right. The prophet said, God is waiting for his people to call him on the scene. Amen. So when a song leader stands here, leading a song, singing, if he doesn't call the pastor on the scene, he will not come. That is order. That is the law. Hallelujah. So God is waiting for you to call him on the scene. He is willing to do it. Even since the day Jesus left this earth, he can come back and rapture us. The problem is that we are not ready. So he's just waiting for us. Yes, we are waiting for him. We are waiting for him. He is the one waiting for you. Because we wait for the person who is not ready. When you want to go somewhere together, you will wait for the one who is not yet ready. And most often, women are the people we wait for. And we are the bride. So he is waiting for us. Because woman, the hair, this coat I'm wearing is not good. Let me change it. But for the man, you wear this trouser, wear this, and then he's ready. Let's go. And he will be honing. Boom, 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 boom. We are late. Boom, 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 boom. A woman is still dressing herself. So we are the one delaying the rapture. Because if the sons and daughters of God are not manifested, you are going nowhere, my friend. We have to manifest here. Nature is groaning. Because when Adam fell, nature also fell. So he's waiting because nature knows that the day that the sons and daughters of God will be manifested, then I will be redeemed back. My redemption is not far. Hallelujah. So he's waiting on you, brother. Waiting on you, sister. Your Bible said that sisters prayed for the dead and they came back to life. That is why I'm saying that you have that power. Huh? So you have to believe that you have it. Hallelujah. And be doing like an eagle. And the eagle sometimes they will test their wings. See, 1, 2, 3, 4. Test it. Test my faith. Test my faith. So you should be testing your faith. Hallelujah. If you try today, it didn't work. Try tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because God even will prefer somebody who tried and failed than you who is being a coward. You don't want to try. Amen. Yes, sir. So you can pray for him. He is dead. Okay. In the name of Jesus, I command life back into this body. And it will happen. It will happen. It is possible. You can do it. Hallelujah. You can do it. Only you. You have got the authority to cast out 1,000 demons. If you are two, you cast out 10,000. So when your son falls sick at home, headache or fever or something like that, you don't call pastor. If you call pastor, it means something is wrong with you. You are not yet a believer. You've got that power. And the devil is trying to hide us back. And message churches have become like Jehovah Witness Church. No power. They just talk, 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 talk. You go to convention, this pastor will come, fight this one on the pulpit, fight this one, fight this one. This other one will come, fight, fight, fight. And then the convention will be over. We go home. People were sick. Go back with the sickness. People were possessed. Go back with the possessions. Things are happening in people's life. They are troubled, frustrated. They go back with it. But they know things in their head. They know, intellectually speaking, they know the message. But they cannot demonstrate it. It means we are missing something somewhere. This is the day for our manifestation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those Jehovah Witnesses, they came into our house one day to preach one of our cousins. We were not around. They were preaching before we came. My brother and I, the one who is a minister too. And immediately one of our elderly brothers fell down. And his eyes were going like this.
Something was coming out from his mouth. And his body started being dark, darker than before. It means he was dying. And I jumped on him. My brother joined me. And we started praying. After I think 3 or 5 minutes, he came back. And when we opened our eyes, we couldn't see the preachers. They ran away. How? You brought the word of God to us, right? You are ministers. You are preaching. And this thing happened that you need to demonstrate that what you are preaching is the truth and is powerful. And you ran away. You ran away. Something will tell them, well, if you tried something and this man died here, they will arrest you. So you better leave this place. That is the devil trying to hide you behind. There is one thing about the devil. If he tries something and you fear, you are finished. Because he doesn't have power anymore. He doesn't have tongues. How do you call it? Teeth in his mouth. It has been removed. So he can roar, but he cannot devour. But our Lord is the true lion of the tribe of Judah. And if you look at his eyes are red. So don't try it. He will devour you. Hallelujah. But the devil will be just roaring. And if you fear, he have you. By fear, you will forget that you are the son of God. And that's all. Before coming here, let me drop this testimony. Oh, sorry. It's time already. Sorry. We were in a camp meeting. And one sister was manifesting a gift, a prophecy. So when we finished the service that evening, after her, she prophesied, the devil attacked her seriously. She got blind. Blind before me. And she was doing like this. Where are you? Where are you? Yeah. Well, I said, I was standing before her. I said, I am right in front of you. Just open your eyes like this. Can you see me? Say no. Say, open your eyes. I opened my eyes. I said, in the name of Jesus, I restore back your sight. And she fell on the ground. And immediately, she started seeing again. It was something serious. That night, she was heavily attacked. Feeling pain on her chest, saying that they have taken this in a bone and piercing her heart with it. So we had to pray. And it was something that if you don't have faith, you run away. Blind. I have never seen somebody somewhere praying for the blind to see. Never in my life. Never in my life. I'm a young man, as you can see. I've never seen it before. So how will I do it now? Oh, we are finished. Who even sent me here to preach again? How? I'm finished. Those are the thoughts that the devil will send. But I knew that I am a son of God. Hallelujah. And I have to manifest. I am an amateur God. And what I say must come to pass. And I say, I restore back your sight. Praise God. Let them come and arrest me. That I made somebody blind. At least I tried doing something. God will reckon it that he tried this day manifesting my power, but he couldn't. But if I am a coward, that one God will be ashamed of me. And you being coward, being afraid is an insult to God. You are insulting God as if God is not able. He is more than able. He is just waiting on you to have faith, to believe in him and call him on the scene. So from this day, go and manifest. Go and manifest as a son of God, as the daughter of God. Hallelujah. Because he has called you to be a king and a priest. Hallelujah. And a king must rule. So go and manifest. God bless you. God bless you. Shalom.
Well, hold it 1 minute. The time is gone. Nevertheless, I will read just one paragraph here before we pray. New Ministry, 59046, paragraph 29. I think I will. Let me read from 28. All right. New Ministry, 59046, paragraph 28 and 29. And that little old father walked around there and touched it on his head and said, "Ricky, daddy's little baby, daddy's little buddy, this is daddy. I brought Brother Abraham to pray for you. Little 3 months old baby," and seen the tears in his eyes as he patted that little thing on the head. And he recognized his daddy, and he just got to whistling real loud. That breathing going like that, and his little hands out. "I tell you, friend, something left me. I've seen lots of sights, but I got children too. And a little child has suffered. I turned around, he was trying to quieten it, saying, 'Daddy, daddy's little boy, daddy's little boy.' And I turned my head like this. I thought, 'Lord Jesus, I know that can't be your will for a little innocent baby to suffer like that. I just can't believe that it is your will. And what will you do if you are standing here? What attitude will you take? I hope that I'm not a fanatic and not misrepresenting anything. God knows whether I am or not. Something said to me, not a voice, but something inside of me said, 'I am waiting to see what you will do.' And I turned as if it had spoken out. And I thought, 'That is right. You commissioned your church to carry on your work.' So I reached over and took his little hand in them splints, held his little fingers like this. I said, 'Heavenly Father, this is so striking till I just can't stand it anymore. And hear my prayer, O God, and by the commission of God and minister to me by an angel, I condemn this devil of cancer that the doctors is fighting so hard to save this baby's life. I place between this cancer and the baby's, the blood, the life, the baby's life, the blood of Jesus Christ. And I just walk away, and the father patted him on the head and walk out. I never said no more. Walk across the street. I said, 'Don't you worry. Don't you worry about the child no more.' The father called me this afternoon. In just a few hours' time, the swelling was leaving the baby. His tongue went back into his mouth. Normal. The next morning, the baby swallowed his fourth bite in all of his life. The baby is home now, perfectly sound and well. All the powers of the devil turned it loose." Shall we bow our heads? Maybe you are looking at the preacher as if he's acting a drama, but this is part of the message. It's the truth, it's reality. It will just be for the sons and daughters of God. How many they are, I don't know, but I hope I'm one of them. Abraham was talking to God that if you are standing here, I wonder what you will do. And Jesus was telling him back, "I'm also waiting to see what you yourself you will do. Because I have already given my power to the church, and it is left for them to make use of it, or they don't make use of it." And God will just be looking for vessels that will make themselves available for his use. If he get one in Ibadan or two, he has not lost. He has accomplished his glory. But who is the person that will make himself available that the glory of God might shine? If you would like to remember in prayer for whatsoever, just lift your hand up as you offer this prayer unto God. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the privilege, Lord, to be in service today and to witness your blessings right from the Sunday school to the morning service and this evening service. Lord, we feel like Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration when he says, good for us to be here. Dear Lord, we thank you for the special blessings of the services of today. Truth is the word of the Almighty God. Your word is righteous, your word is holy, your word is truth. And Lord, you are looking for flesh that will put on this word and make them manifest. I want to believe that the hands that are up everywhere and those that came to the altar is for this same reason. Lord, because we cannot do nothing against the truth but for the truth. We pray, O God, that you give each and every one of your sons and daughters the boldness that this hour deserves, the confidence that this hour deserves, the faith that this hour deserves, the holiness that this hour deserves, the consecration that this hour deserves, the determination that this hour deserves. Lord, help us, dear Father, that will be yearning to be available vessels in your hand that we can make use of to display your power, to show forth your glory. Here your prophet is saying that, say you have given your power and your authority to the church. And the church is not just William and Abraham. The church is a mystical body of Christ, Lord, part of whom we confess to be among. Help us, Heavenly Father. Take away every doubt. Take away every unbelief. Take away every fear. Lord, give unto us that courage and boldness and the faith that have air on the chest. Lord, that takes no for an answer. Let it be the portion of everyone. May we go home with this as meditation in our hearts. May this inspiration not pass over us. May this form our meditation. May drive us to our knees. May help us, O God, that from henceforth we will have harvest of testimonies that will glorify your name. Thank you for all you have been to us in the past. But Lord, you are demanding something higher. May you be our help, dear Father. We bless your holy name. We adore you, dear Lord. Thank you for your servant that you have sent across our path to be a blessing unto us. Lord, may you bless him back. May you lift up the honor of his ministry. May you go with him, dear Father. All his needs and desires, may you meet them all, O Father. The church and the family he led back home, may you watch over them. And may you meet with all their needs. Lord, as he moves from here to other places, may you go with him also. Lord, may there be great, great things that will take place, O Father, all the services ahead of him, that will go back home when it's done with so many testimonies that will stir the saints, that will encourage them. Let it be, Heavenly Father. While he's on the mission field here, may you keep him healthy. May you keep him strong. Lord, give unto him, O Father, all the desires of his heart. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, we will remember our pastor in the below tonight, rounding up the service there. Lord, we pray that as he goes back to the village tomorrow morning and on Tuesday coming back to Ibadan, may you watch over him, Father. May you bring him here safely. We also commit the evangelist in Gogolada into your hand. We ask that you be his strength, Lord. Lord, as he from there come to Lokoja, may you be with him, Lord, and use him as a great channel of blessing to your people. When we'll be through with this mission trip, you returning back home, may you bring back safely. Thank you, Eternal Father. Your servant that went to Lord Bakatari, we trust that you have been with him and you have made use of him to bless your people, O Father. Bring him back safely. and grant all his desires, meet with all his needs, renew his strength, Heavenly Father. Thank you, righteous Father. This is a new week that we have started today. And you have started with us in this glorious way, Father. Lord, may the week be full of your blessings, may be full of testimonies, may be full of deliverances, may be full of healings, may be full of praises, O God. Go with students, Father. Lord, go with workers. Go with business people. Watch over the travelers. Bless your people, O Father. Rebuke every devourer for our sake. Thank you, eternal Father. The services of the week, may they bring us closer unto you. Thank you, Father. To you be glory, to you be honor and adoration. For hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked all this with faith and thanksgiving in the name of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity he has given us today. To be a partaker of these blessings is very wonderful. And we are grateful unto God for our brother that has sent across our path. God bless you, Brother Naphtali. We enjoy your services. God bless you. Yeah, God bless you, Richard. So we trust that somehow we'll meet again if the rapture did not come quickly. And anytime you return back to Togo, greetings to your wife, your little child, if you can communicate, the assembly, your daddy is also a pastor, your sibling is also a pastor, the rest of your family members. Greetings to Pastor Diodune, and tell him that we ask of him, and that we enjoy your visit with us. God bless you richly. And where the pastor used to tell the visiting minister that anytime they feel led to come, that the doors are open. So we say unto you that the doors are open anytime you feel led to come. God be with you. Shalom. God bless you. Yeah, Sister Johnson, when I called her yesterday and we spoke, she told me that her husband's birthday is today, but I just forgot. It was since yesterday. By this morning, I have forgotten. So this afternoon, after she has listened to the message online, that she called me this afternoon, greater than that, her husband, this is his birthday. Ah, say, I'm sorry, I forgot. Of course, I know he wouldn't raise it by himself. If the wife was in church, she would have been the one to raise it. So we are going to sing his own separate. Maybe God wants him to know. So I'm told now that Nathan, that this week or today or when? During the week. Alright, so we'll be singing for two brothers then, Rasamai Johnson and Nathan Oyas. Let's sing now.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, brother. Happy birthday to you. Oh, never. Oh, oh, never grow in a land where we never grow. Oh, oh, never.
Shall we rise? We'll sing hymn 442 for dismissal. 442, the original life.
God's attributes were manifested to his bride in his last age. We have all the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are, yes, and what we are resolved for. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the original life, the original. Oh, the original. The original one, it is what I believe. To the Son of Man is revealed the seven seals. Is of it the original life, the original sin. We are the what made flesh today. This is what that scripture said, and our names are seen within. Redeemer perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed, oh, and inspired by our God, by our God, who is the original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe, the Son of Man is revealed, the seven seed. Is of it the original life, the original. Oh, our eyes of understand. Yes, he has opened up at last. Sweet victory is ours. To a children in our past. To jubilee ascended. Yes, and we have responded. To our God, to our God, the original. Original life.